Quickies edition, everybody. We are talking about E3. That is where we're at. We're in LA, coming at you live with NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And I'm reacting to E3, baby. And it is night number two. We were supposed to do a show the first night. I'll let Laura tell you why. But before I let Laura do that, I got to introduce her, because that's common courtesy. I don't have Aaron with me, but I have even better. I have Laura.
That's true.
Now, Laura, she is an editor for NerdReactor.com. She's also been at E3, taking in the madness. She's been my babysitter.
And mother hen.
And mother hen. Yesterday, I got a little drunk.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit that you were mad-dogging random people on the street.
I had to keep Laura and Jada safe.
To
on the street, the mean streets.
Quote-unquote, protect us.
I had to protect them on the mean streets of L.A.
And talking to every single person you ever ran into. Every time you run into someone, you talk to them.
Right? I had my friend Keith.
Yes.
Keith was awesome. I'm just going to talk about Keith for a minute. I'm going to brag on my boy Keith. His last name is Player. Keith Player. I meet this guy at a party. It's a press event. And I was like, oh, who are you with? Keith says, I don't know. I just got in. And this guy's living the dream. He crashed the party. He stole like a dozen.
Like, yeah. He's all like, I'm taking these shirts to people who weren't able to get in.
I went and distracted the guard lady. I made
Rebecca.
Friends with,
you made friends with Rebecca.
I made friends with Rebecca.
Who has taken a liking to you.
A little bit. I told Rebecca. I says, Rebecca, who knows? This could be our purpose in life, to let Keith have the best day he's ever had. Maybe Keith is meant to come to this party and take 15 t-shirts.
You make it sound like Keith has no life before you.
Who knows? He was in a photo booth by himself.
Yeah, maybe he wanted to. Maybe he was like, you know what? I want to focus on me.
Yeah, he's a party. Dude's a party. I love Keith. We exchanged Twitter information. He's probably gonna listen to this right now.
Yeah, he's like your best friend now.
Well, I told
you were obsessed with him. You talked about him for the past like 2 days nonstop. Like this morning, this afternoon, during when you and I were walking the floor, and then tonight. Before we came back to my place.
Keith, if you're out there listening, you still owe me the review. I was like, Keith, listen to the show. I respect your opinion. Just say in a message to me, hashtag your show sucks or hashtag it's cool. And we'll see what happens.
Keith, he's obsessed with you. I think you should listen and help us out. But
yeah.
you should also just, keep your distance for your own safety.
I love you, Keith. We met Kevin. Yeah. I don't know. Let's get on to the games. That's why they're here.
Yes.
They want to know about E3. So
yes, because last night you were not able to do your podcast.
No, I feel bad about it. I really wanted to. And I was like, I could set up my equipment. I could set up my equipment real quick.
You know what you said to me when I drove home? You were like, we're going to get this podcast out. We're going to do this. I'm like, okay, we'll do this. First thing he does was lay down on the ground and fell asleep on a pillow. And he had the floor blanket section on top of him along with the regular blanket. So he just slept on the floor.
It was the best night's sleep I had.
And I kept tagging him, tapping him like, hey, you want to do the podcast?
No, really?
You want to do the podcast? And then there was like nothing. No response. Wow. It was like tapping like a doll that I have on my couch.
Wow. Now, oh, that's our third person in the room, and actually, don't expect to hear much. Jada is wasted right now. Thrown up.
Just having a good time. She's just I've been taking care of the Sacramento people really well.
Yeah, it's I feel embarrassed on behalf of my city. We came out here and tried to party rock, and this is what happens. So expect us to check in with Jada on what she thought about E3.
Yes.
And it's periodically through the show. So first, let's go through day one.
Yes, day one.
What was your first appointment?
My first appointment was Sniper Ghost Warrior 3. It's a first-person shooter game, and I really, really liked it. The graphics were amazing. I didn't play the first one that they created, but I did play Elite Sniper, and I played Call of Duty, so I could compare it to it, and the graphics here were amazing, like better than, because it's open world, and they made so many stories that you could do based on your movements and what you do, so, and they actually if you go to, from one place to another, they actually have day and night that time changes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it really, really was really cool because Mike, another Nerd Reactor writer, and I, we sat through it, the seminar, and then we played, and it was just really, really good. Like, I felt like the graphics were really, really nice.
So is this online only, or does it have like a single player campaign you can run through?
A campaign you can run through. I'm trying to remember.
Who's the dev?
CIS or something. I really like it. Oh, here it is. I have it. Yeah,
it's CSI.
NBC. CI Games.
Okay, CI.
CIS. Never mind. CSI. No, it's CI Games.
IT was there.
It's great. No, because like you really, it's like you really, it's like you're this badass soldier who could track things, who could hide, like, and you have a drone. You actually have a drone that actually flies.
They were drones.
Yeah, Game of Drones.
Now you say you're Wolverine. You have a, like, heightened senses or what?
Yeah, you get to track when you go on tracker mode, like the tracker mode, you could see the footsteps and you see where the mines are, and it's really like, it's kind of like night vision, but like for tracking.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Really, really cool, and you get this. The game just is really helpful in general. It gives you positions that you should do for sniper positions. They actually give you hints on how to do that. And it's not like, oh, this is how you win. It's really hard. It's really hard to fly the drone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like real life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. Like, I actually like that a lot.
My first one of the day was Nyko. So it wasn't a game dev. I went to Nyko, though. We got a relationship with them, so I wanted to go make sure
we
keep those contacts strong and see what they got coming up. It was just a lot of they're going towards the data bank stuff.
Mm.
So you actually can buy hard drives instead of external hard drives and then store them in this bank that actually attaches to the console. So you don't just, like me, I have my hard drive just hanging off to the side, always getting pushed around and stuff like that. It's modular, so it, like, basically, I asked the lady for a picture because now they have the battery extender, which hangs off the side of your Xbox, the giant cooler fan on top of the Xbox, and now this data bank on the other side of it. It's going to look like Optimus Prime.
That's going to be so cool looking.
And the Xbox is already the size of, like, it's a huge chihuahua.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be the size of...
It's going to be huge.
Two chihuahuas. That's what she said.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how, because I have an Xbox, one in my husband's office. Yeah, if you really add it together, it'd be like an action figure for yourself.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
I cannot
wait. Hopefully you get to review it. That'd be great if you could review it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll request it.
Yeah, let's do it. And yeah, like the people at that booth
multiple,
are great.
Didn't you have multiple, though? Did you have multiple interviews at day one?
Well, see, it was so cool, this, because it's like the accumulation of all the stuff we've done. Because as I'm walking around, I just know so many more people than I went last year.
Yeah.
Last year was like I was in a strange world and stuff. But this time I met Lucas Schunemann, the voice acting ninja, who we had on our show. We met him in the airport. He remembered who we were. We talked to him.
That's
Roger
awesome.
Craig Smith I got to talk to, another big voice actor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Raph Van Lierop from Hinterland. Who else did I run into? I just wonder, there's one more person that we've had on our show that stopped and we chatted it up. But it's so cool.
That's awesome, because I don't, you know, look them up. I knew them by name, but I wouldn't be able to recognize their faces. You stalker.
What?
How did you recognize their face?
Well, I mean, when we do a show, like, I find their headshots and I edit them into the...
Have all of them been on your show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, all those people.
All right. That makes sense. I was thinking you just saw some of the people and that's what how you got...
Oh, yeah. No. I'm bad, but I'm not that bad.
Okay. They've
I'm
been on your show. Okay.
Famous people. Did you see any cool celebrities?
I know Linda Carter was there too. Yeah,
Nick Carter,
Linda, not Aaron Carter. He was not there. Linda Carter from
Wonder Woman,
the original Wonder Woman.
What?
She voiced a character in Fallout, so she's there, and she was actually.
She was a babe back in the day.
She still is a beautiful woman.
I mean,
yeah,
for Cougar.
She takes care of herself. That woman looks
Cougar,
good.
No, go look at the original intro to that show.
Yeah,
it was the original Baywatch.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Lovely.
And like
yeah.
Yeah, she was there. She was playing, just hanging around the booth, and like people were recording, but you can't really recognize her because she was wearing a hat and covered up.
Did you see Kanye?
I did not, but I heard we were, yeah. My friend Kevin, who works at Disney Interactive, was like, yeah, Kanye was here. He had a bunch of bodyguards, and he goes, I have no idea why he's here.
He likes to play video games.
I don't know. He's never mentioned that in his story about his life.
He's doing PR for Kim Kardashian, the Kanye West expansion.
No, there is a Kim Kardashian game app. Yeah, I saw a booth that had like shop the Kardashians, not the Kardashians.
No.
C-U-R-D, Kardashians.
We need to burn that one to the ground.
No. It's making fun of her, I think. I think it's making fun of her because... It made all right. So Kim was like with the big butt, so they made her had a big butt. They made the older sister who always gets pregnant, like pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And then they made the Chloe, the one who, like, she's a beautiful woman. She's skinny. I've met her, and they made her. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
You have to be skinny to be beautiful. Is that what you're saying?
No. They made her like a giant monster kind of thing. So that's why I'm like, oh.
That's why Kanye was there. He's taking that thing down.
I know, right? He's just like, no, this is out.
Yeah.
He's gonna do a hate track out of it.
I saw this awesome Instagram photo of Kevin Pereira and Kanye West. It was the most awkward photo. No, it wasn't Kevin Pereira. Sorry, it was even better. It was Jeff Kegels.
Oh.
The Kegelmeister. Isn't that right, Jada? Poor Jada.
Yeah, Kanye was there. Little do you know, Liam McIntyre was there as well. Spartacus, a.k.a. Spartacus.
Oh, AKA, really?
Wizard, Weather Wizard. He was live tweeting while he was there, like, talking about it. And, like, I thought I saw him, but I think he was trying to avoid the fans and just enjoying it as a gamer.
That's the one thing about E3 this year. And I don't want to sound like the pretentious media guy, but they let in 5,000 extra people, just regular people who can buy tickets and show up. And I think it kind of did ruin the E3 experience for me.
I don't know. I have to say, I noticed, I feel like there's less people this year than last year.
These lines have been nuts.
The lines have been nuts, but I feel like I could walk and not feel like I'm at Comic-Con and suffocating. Like, I don't feel like I have to maneuver around people. I don't feel like I have to... I don't feel like I have to go outside to breathe from the crowds. The crowds were big, among the major, like Bethesda and all those big names.
Yeah.
But I felt like I could walk in the hallways.
What killed me is that, like, I sign up for these, we get these appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we get an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, in between. And that does not get you into the big games.
No.
Not at all. So unless we have an appointment, I haven't been able to get to Halo. I haven't been able to get to Rainbow Six or any of the big ones that I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Forget about Assassin's Creed. You won't be able to.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm trying to. I want to play that game so badly.
Day one, what else did you do?
Day one, I played Persona 4. I danced. I did the Persona.
Did you actually play, or did you just dance with the teddy bear and get free stuff?
I played a little bit. A little bit because I like that game. And I love Teddy. And then I danced a little bit too with him. Because, like, I was waiting in line, so I was like, I'll just play the game.
Well, if you guys don't know, Laura is actually very big into a strange community of unicorns.
I love unicorns. Nothing wrong with unicorns.
No, you don't just love unicorns. You are
a unicorn.
If you want to follow her on Instagram and see, there's one picture a day you post.
Yeah.
And it's Unicorn Chronicles?
At Unicorn Chronicles.
Oh my gosh. Every 3 minutes you turn around and Laura's got a unicorn head dancing with something or somebody.
It's a teamwork effort.
We won't talk about Jada's unicorn head.
Yeah.
Save that for another
show.
Let's
move on.
Let's see. I did...
What'd you do day two? What'd you do today, actually?
Today, I got to play... Okay, this is what happened. Yesterday, I drank.
Yes.
But I woke up miraculously not hungover.
Yeah, talk about that one.
So, I was feeling decent, and then my first big appointment was virtual reality. I got to play the Oculus and the Morpheus. Me and John traded back and forth, playing the same game on both different VRs.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard. I want to say they were the exact same. But
really?
Yeah, the Morpheus was more comfortable
on
the head, but this was a dev kit Oculus, so it's not the final version.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's a little bigger, than what's going to actually come out next year.
Yeah.
But as far as using it, the exact same. Then with this game, there are going to be a launch title. It's called it's by a company called End Dreams, mm-hmm. and the game was called The Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're taking the bird flu, and you're these scientists, and you're investigating it. You get into this government thing where they, you know, there's conspiracies,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah. Story, unfortunately, sounds cool.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pay attention to it because you're in the Oculus, so you're so, like, the whole first mission is on rails.
Yeah.
So you're getting carted around. They don't know you're awake, but you're just kind of looking around, and you're listening to people talk. But I had no idea what the hell they said. I was just like, oh, my God, I feel like I could touch that pole.
Oh, my God.
You know? So it was cool. That one was okay. Not too much motion sickness.
Mission. Was it fun at least? Because I know you were like, oh, it's so cool, but hey, this game is really interesting.
It wasn't fun. It was just like, this is amazing.
Okay.
I was still just in being wonderment. There. Yeah. Mission 2 is when they put the controller in your hands and you actually do free roaming.
Yeah.
And that's when things got pretty rough.
Oh.
Like, I had to pause a few times to walk really slow with my character. If I made a sudden movement, like, my stomach would just turn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like it was just like, we played the game for maybe 30 minutes, and it feels like I rode roller coasters all day.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't just me. John was the exact same way. We both kind of talked to each other afterwards and said, how do you feel right now? We're both like, pretty shitty. Let's go try and eat some food and hang out for like an hour and a half. And we just went to the press room and tried to recover.
Yeah. Well, it could have been because of the night before, too.
Did John party? The night before?
I don't remember. I think he partied, but I think he was calmer than he was tonight.
Mm,
tonight was pretty funny.
Tonight, there's a lot of stories going on. Things are getting stolen and then returned. People are flirting.
People are bartering to get stuff from us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, it's such a... LA is a crazy place.
Yeah. I played today. Wait, did you only play that? I thought you had more appointments. I felt like you had a lot of appointments. You had Disney Infinity with me.
Yeah. We'll get to that one.
Yeah.
A lot of my stuff has been tech. Like, I did SteelSeries headphones.
Oh, nice.
I did Astro headphones.
Well, you're pretty good at headphones reviews. So.
Yeah, that's where they kind of are putting me. And that's the thing. Like, SteelSeries, the people were just on top of their game.
Yeah.
They brought us in and they were warm and they're like, oh, would you like a cookie? Or would you like some chips? Let us tell you about all these awesome products.
Yeah.
Astro, you kind of come in and they're like, okay, sit on this chair, put on these headphones, you watch a little 3-minute video, and they say, got any questions? All right. See you later. Next.
You know, I didn't do SteelSeries last year. I did Astro headphones and it was like that. It was a rush. Yeah.
Ah, it's rough. But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
My professional audio opinion says that Astro has the best headphones.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the best product. I guess they just don't have to try. They're already... I mean, I don't know. It seems like SteelSeries has a lot of the big sponsorship deals with MLG.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe probably it's one of those. Because, I mean, big name gaming companies never need to advertise or never need to... like, really, hey, push their products on us.
Yeah.
They don't even need swag, really. People just want to play it.
The highlight was the girl who was, like, running the thing. I said, so how many drivers are in each cup? And she's like, I don't know. You want me to ask? And I was like, well, I just asked you, so yes.
No.
It wasn't like, want me to go ask here, I'll go do it. It was like, want me to ask? And she looked at me for a reply. It's a trick.
Look at her and just stare at her and just stare. Just don't say anything. Just like, what?
Are you serious? Yeah, no. But their headphones do sound freaking amazing. Like, if I could choose the headset, the A50 wireless is so good.
Oh.
Dolby with the two. I did finally figure out that they have two drivers per.
Oh, nice.
Which nobody's doing. I asked SteelSeries in my meeting with them, why don't you move to... a two-speaker setup. And they said it would make the phones heavy. I checked Astro's. They were just as light.
Well, maybe SteelSeries or Astro can send us like some headphones for you to review.
I would love that. I will review
that. And that way we can really get a good feel, a sense of it.
Do some comparisons. Throw them off the roof and see which one
just
survives.
Just so you know, Nerve Reactor has a higher amount of views and good ranking. So
there you go.
Just so you know.
If you listen to this, Astro...
Are we still serious? Both, either.
Oh, yeah.
We do not judge. We love all.
And let's throw Corsair back in the mix too. I'll give you guys Corsair a second chance. I love the people at Corsair, and their products are so good. But
they weren't here this year, weren't they?
No,
they canceled.
No, they weren't. Yeah. But their headphones, not good, not very good.
Unless you prove otherwise.
Well, that's the thing. They sent me the highest end one they had, which is like comparable to like to me, and they're no better than the Turtle Beaches I bought for $30.
And then I'll say, until you prove otherwise.
There you go. So what else did you do?
I played – oh, I was so happy. I was so excited. I actually waited for this game because it was not a long line, but there was – it takes a long time to get in. Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, that one got a big pop, two, I remember, from the crowd.
I'm obsessed with zombies. And this was like – this is about a zombies world, and the plants are coming, and then you're playing both, and it you're either the zombie or the plant, and they have new characters, new kind of modes. And I played super zombie, I forgot his name, Super Brainiac or something. And there's other characters, and Imp and the pirate zombie, and it was just so fun. Like you could play online too, with your colleagues. You could play solo.
I saw that they did that. Now, and all your progress on your characters that you've unlocked in the first one move with you.
Yeah, they come with it. And then they split screen. So and not only do you split screen so you could play with your friend, you could play opposite of each other, too, split screen.
Oh, really?
So that was really cool. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to pre-order this game and get it and just play like crazy.
While you were near EA, did you get a chance to try Battlefield?
Star
Wars Battlefield?
I did at Celebration. So.
Oh, really?
I waited 2 hours.
Oh, dang. So my critique or fear is that it's just going to end up like Battlefield with a Star Wars skin on it. Does it feel like a whole different game besides aesthetically? Are the controls exactly Battlefield?
You know, I never played Battlefield, so I wouldn't know. Battlefront, you have powers. You can use the Force. It's really fun. Nostalgia, really. I'm not that old, but I mean, it came out before I was born. But I watched it and I grew up with it. And playing Battlefield, Battlefront. Sorry, now you're telling me. Felt like. I'm trying to remember because I played it in back in Celebration time, but it felt like I was in the movie, kind of.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, the effects were really cool. I had the Force, and that was really cool. I'm just like, okay, what button do I press? Okay, got it.
I met a dude. He is a writer for Examiner, and he's another Corey. And we were talking about all the games, all of our conquests at the event, and he got to play it as well. And he said it did feel like a unique game, but and then when I said, what about third person and first person? And he said that he went with first person because third person felt like an afterthought.
Yeah, I only play first. I think that's an option they only gave us. And I got to do, like, I waved my hand, and I get to see my hand being waved, and I get to, like...
Really? Yeah. Well, wait, was this the same one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I shot things.
Okay. Yeah, then it's got to be the same thing. Let's see. Oh, and we did Disney Infinity today.
Oh, that was fun. That was
Infinity
really fun.
Infinity 3 was freaking cool. Disney's going to take over the world.
Disney has taken over the world. They just need to partner up with Sanrio, and then they will take over the world, Hello Kitty.
They need to buy Nintendo. Can you imagine?
They have to buy Nintendo, and they have to buy Hello Kitty.
Okay.
Hello Kitty. Hey,
I can buy Hello Kitty.
I am waiting for Hello Kitty to come out with a game.
I can buy Hello Kitty for probably $10.
No, you cannot. No,
are people really still into Hello Kitty?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest. It's like comparable to Disney, I have to say.
No.
Yeah, if Hello Kitty had their own amusement park, like Disneyland, it would be a success.
It'd be for like...
No.
Either a bunch of Loras running around it, and then a couple...
There's a lot of Loras in the world, you know?
There'd be a lot of weird, crazy mustache perverts there, too.
No, I went to Hello Kitty Con, and it sold out, and so did Hello Kitty Con and Hello Kitty Festival. I'm telling you. And then everyone's going crazy about Hello Kitty Cafe. I'm just saying.
I just imagine
Disney
a bunch
and
of, like, this, you know, the bronies, right?
Yeah.
I'm expecting a lot of bronies hanging out.
Nothing wrong with bronies. I love
and
my
furries.
Bronies. Oh, hey. Oh, yeah, I can't say.
Did I strike a chord? Are you a furry?
I'm a unicorn, right?
Well, yeah. You're not a furry unicorn.
No, I'm not a furry. I have hair on the head on the unicorn. But anyway, let's move on. Okay. Disney Infinity. you got to play the maker part, or which one did you play?
Now, okay, this is what's pretty cool, because what from number two, how it worked is you'd get a world, mm-hmm. and you can play through that world, but you have to use characters compatible with that world, but you can kind of mash them all together in mm-hmm. the toy box. Now they've made toy box story mode. So you can actually have like a Pirates of the Caribbean story mode and then just swap between mm-hmm. Yoda or then throw in friggin' Sully or something like that. And that's cool. So yeah. Now there's a full story mode with updating. I think they said there's like seven different massive levels. Multiplayer.
Yeah, multiplayer. Oh, that was fun. I like that one part.
And I think the biggest takeaway was the new mini games.
Oh, that looked cute.
Kart racing.
I was watching one of the guys playing that because there was just so many people there that we couldn't do everything, but we did a lot of stuff. Remember
that? It looked more fun than Mario Kart. Like, it looked up there. I wanted to try that for Mario Kart comparison, but when you think about that, what makes Mario Kart great is, you know, you get all the characters and mm-hmm. throw them together. Disney, with their collection of characters, you can have... It's endless possibilities.
It was so cool. Remember we were watching Mickey, and then he kept changing his car every time he hit a new marker?
Yeah.
And it was like he had steampunk at one point, and he had an ice frozen kind of car. And then he had one with blasters on it. That was pretty sweet. Like, just the variety of things and the variety of tracks. And I think that's what he said, that we could create. You could create your own track in the Maker one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was cool.
They're going full tilt into the Maker and making going crazy. It kind of felt, if I had to compare what Disney Infinity is morphed into in 3, it's like Project Spark. Mm-hmm. If you remember that Microsoft movement where you get to all that creative control.
Yeah, stuff. I remember that, actually.
It's like Spark mixed with Mario Kart, Mario Party a little bit.
Oh, a lot more. I actually feel like, yeah. I felt like that was like Mario Kart, but more... With more creativity in it.
Yeah, yeah. You could, with a track maker. And mm-hmm. then they're really focused on the community. So if you make one, you could upload it. And they showed us like a wall of people. There was like 6 or 7
community managers
that they actually hired, gave jobs because they were making content regularly and very good.
Yeah.
So they're like, wow, let's hire them to be developers on the game.
Yeah, their booth was amazing. Like... It was absolutely amazing, and they showed like each step of creating the Infinity pieces, and also like the worlds. They had different worlds on the wall that people have created, and it's amazing how you can mesh so much of Disney, different Disney kind of stories and characters, and into one whole island, like one land.
Yeah. Yoda was a complete badass.
Yeah.
I was switching, and you could switch like right on the fly.
Yeah,
I
mean, that was
I'm
so
playing
cool.
The game as Rocket Raccoon, and then I come into a situation where they just start bum rushing me, and he's like a range character. Mm-hmm. So while they're, I just take one off, add Yoda, and seamlessly Yoda just pops in there and just starts wrecking fools with his lightsaber.
I like so how cool. You were asking, can I fly?
Yeah. Boba Fett doesn't fly.
And she's all like, you could jump, double jump.
I don't care about no double jump. I want a jetpack.
Yeah, I got to play the new Inside Out characters in their world. And it's so amazing how you could just... Well, that's how Infinity is, but you could switch them easily. Because the player that they had for me was Joy, but I was like, no, I want Sadness, because I don't know, I just am obsessed with
you
that character.
You and Jane are the worst team ever.
We were
was simple.
Her and I were partner up, so she played Anger and Disgust, and she switched off, and my character Sadness could go on clouds, and
there's clouds. You know, she's the only character they get on.
Like, walk on
her
clouds.
Back, and she's walking, and for some reason they jump off and fall in lava.
I double jump, and I just went too fast because it was the controller was so sensitive. I'm so used to the other controller.
You
and
were
they
both
had...
drunk. Let's be honest.
No. Maybe Jada. Maybe a little bit too. No, I was trying to get used to that controller because it was so loose, and so. I finally got used to it, and we were like kicking butt after. She changed to Anger. Anger could walk in lava. Sadness can walk in clouds. Joy can fly, like skirt through the wall, through the air. We didn't play with Disgust, so I have no idea what Disgust's power was. Hmm. But I don't know.
I'm tempted. I'm really, man, the man child in me so bad wanted to get two, and then seeing all the things they added to three, they're making it very hard to not buy that game.
Oh my god, 3.0? Oh my god.
I will lose all my money because I will just want to buy those stupid figurines.
It's amazing. Like, they added so many. You remember they added Ultron and they added Hulkbuster.
Yep.
Holy crap, that Hulkbuster is beautiful.
It was cool. Even just as the collectible, kind of like the Amiibos to me.
Yeah.
They're not, to me, I do not see the full point of the Amiibos. I get it. You level up your character. You take it to your friend's house or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I feel like those, the Infinity and even the Skylanders characters have so much more value for what they actually add to the game than the Amiibos. Yeah. I think Amiibos should start going towards
what they're doing. Yeah, yeah. I agree. Because I really, like, Amiibos don't even have to advertise because they'll always be sold out. But I feel like Disney Infinity is just amazing. Like, and they really work hard on sketching the characters and creating these characters and making it different from what they standard look like versus what the Amiibos, they actually make it look like the characters. It just kind of gets kind of boring, too.
Yeah, yeah. So that was very, very cool. Looking ahead, what do you got tomorrow?
You know, I'm going to try for Assassin's Creed. Let's see. I have a meeting. But I know it's a group meeting, so I'm not too worried about that one. What else am I doing? I want to do Assassin's Creed. I want to try. I also want to try Halo with you, but I guess because of Conan O'Brien, I was like, okay, I got inspired.
Well, we can do Halo, but it's got to be the first thing. You got to basically, well, the way it is now, you have to choose the one thing you want to do, and we got to get there early, and we just got to go do it because I'm going to really try and get Halo.
Yeah, I really want Assassin's Creed, though, too. Like, I'm just, like, I'm torn between Halo and Assassin's Creed because you have to get there in the morning. And, like, I tried to wait for Walking Dead and because it's VR, too, for Walking Dead. But it was a two-hour wait. And I was, like, and it's, like, not even a long-ass line. But when I walked in, it was, like, maybe the second row. She said it would be 2 hours.
I feel like there's so many things they got to do better. Like, I wanted to play Star Fox, and they have so many machines. And
I did play that one, too.
The line wasn't that long. But there's three missions. You can like play three total levels. They need to have these things like, down to like play one level and then move it along.
Yeah, I a lot of the times people just continue and until they die, and I'm just like, you need to pace it so everyone can have a chance because there's just so many people who want to play, and I felt like I waited for 30 minutes actually.
That's it.
Yeah.
Man, me and James sat there for over that, and we weren't even close. We had to bail because we had stuff we needed to get to.
Yeah, I went through. I think I went near the end when people had to leave, when people started going, and before they were closing. And me and my friend who were there, we were like one of the last few people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I got stuff to look forward to. I will be trying the new Guitar Hero Live.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm excited about that one. The Activision booth is always very fun. Nerd Reactor will be all over that. We have someone doing Skylanders, someone doing Call of Duty, and Destiny all tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I will be the Rock Band guy. I mean, Guitar Hero. I did play Rock Band as well. If you want a full review on Rock Band 4, just read any Rock Band review ever.
Yeah. I'm going to try Just Dance tomorrow. I'm going to try with my bum knee that I got from Skylanders.
Skylander came to life and attacked her.
And attacked my knee, and it's really badly injured. But I'm going to try to do Just Dance because I'm excited. I actually pre-ordered that one, too.
Nice.
Because it's a good workout.
Yeah, there you go. And the other one I have is Magic the Gathering. I'm looking forward to that one,
that'd
too.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Yep. With
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Adam.
Damn it.
Well, see, I'm very interested to hear what he has to say because when he signed up for it, he said the reason I want to do it is because I want to compare it to Hearthstone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can compare those two.
You know, I never really played Hearthstone. I played Magic the Gathering. I don't know. I'm really excited because it looks really cute too.
Yeah, Hearthstone is like it's kind of condensed.
Yeah.
Magic. It's way easier. You don't have to worry about mana. It's free to play, but it's like comparing an apple to a miniature apple. They're basically the same, but you know, if
one's bigger,
yeah, exactly. One's been around longer, so I just hope he doesn't just be like, oh, this game fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Hearthstone's the best, because he is a very good Hearthstone player.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's a really good gamer, just in general, too.
And anytime you're really good at one game, and you go to another one that's mm-hmm. a little more difficult, a lot of the first instincts usually be like, oh, this is dumb.
Yeah, I'm really proud of all my gamers, writers.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah, no, we have a very good team. Yeah, strong up
here. We
have
a really
great
team.
If you're listening to this, you should go to the Nerd Reactor and check out the slew of articles for more in-depth coverage of the things we talked about and much, much more. I did this talk about the virtual reality. We did write about some cool stuff that I did squeeze out of the Astro People. Hinterland Games, The Long Dark. I have to talk about that. That was the most proud, shocking moment for me. Hinterland Games.
Oh.
They have The Long Dark, indie game. We talked to the creative director when it was on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And Aaron, we tried to pitch that he be a voice actor in the game.
Yeah.
I'm freezing my balls off. It was this thing. It was one of our... We love this guy. We had him come back after Kickstarter was released and right before the alpha.
Yeah.
We got in on the alpha, played through, loved the game. And then out of nowhere, I'm watching the Xbox stage show.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, all right, we're going to talk about indies. And one of the first ones they talk about, The Long Dark from Hinterland Games, is going to come to the Xbox One. It's out now on Early Access. And I was like, my guys made it.
Oh, and that's so sweet.
And I met him. I was like, dude, I'm so happy for you guys making this deal. And he was just, you know, is in disbelief on how successful the game is. So I talked to him.
Sweet.
That full interview will be up hopefully before next week. Also, my one with the voice acting ninja. I had an interview with Nyko. I will get those up for you guys for a more in-depth look. But as I said, go to nerdreactor.com, read the articles, comment on the articles, share them, and share this one too. We will be back with the regular old format in next week, I believe. And then as always, if you're in the Sacramento area, you're going to want to go to Wizard World Sacramento this Friday and check out Video Game Bang Live, where we have tons of giveaways, including some amazing swag we got from E3, including I think I'm going to do it. I got a really special surprise from one of our meetings, and I'm going to give it away. And it's we're talking a couple $100 here.
Really, it's really good.
So you're going to want to go check that out. Us with Janice Davis, Sacramento Wizard World. Laura, where can they find you if they want to follow your Unicorn Chronicles?
That's Instagram. Unicorn Chronicles at Instagram. But you could follow me on Twitter too, on lsirikul, lsirikul, on Twitter. And yeah, you want to follow a unicorn, follow the rainbow.
Follow the rainbow. Well, we are going to be back with a more in-depth recap with Janice Davis later as well. Thanks for checking out this episode of E3. Again, I apologize for not having one yesterday, and I doubt I'll get one out tomorrow given the craziness that we're about to have this weekend. But you know what? For me, Corey Vincent, and Laura.
Siri Cole.
And Jada.
And Jada.
Should we should probably end this now and go see if she's still alive.
I know.
All right, we're going to go find a stick to poke Jada with. We will see you guys this Friday at Sacramento Wizard World. So don't be douches.